The Wisconsin Senate Elections Committee held a hearing on a bill that would bring Final Five nonpartisan primaries and ranked choice voting to Wisconsin's congressional elections. The current electoral system, the one we vote with right now, you got the partisan primaries, and then whichever candidate wins the plurality of votes gets elected in the general elections. Supporters of ranked choice voting say it gives voters more choice and could help reduce polarization. Opponents say the system can be confusing and difficult to count. Our next guest is a Senate sponsor of the bill that would make those changes to Wisconsin's congressional elections. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on ranked choice voting? Do you want to see that change, or should we stick with the way things are? What questions do you have for our guest? Are you from a state that has ranked choice voting? Just a couple so far. Love to hear about your experience with it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Jesse James is a Republican state senator from Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District. That includes parts of Eau Claire County. Senator James, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
This idea has been floated before. As I understand it, though, Senator James, this was the first time it got to a Senate hearing. First of all, how did that go?
Overall, I mean, I think the hearing went okay. There's obviously strong opposition to moving this legislation forward. So that is something that we will have to contend with as we try to navigate this forward and through the assembly as well for a hearing.
Before we get into some of the pro and con arguments, can you spell out the basics? I gave kind of the Cliff's Notes version here of the change you're looking for. Talk us through the pieces that you're hoping to change here.
So what this bill, Senate Bill 528, would seek to change the incentives for public officials. It would implement a final five voting system for Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Candidates would run in an open primary and not a partisan primary, and voters would pick one candidate, and the top five finishers would advance to the general election. And then up at that time, voters would have a choice to rank up to five candidates in order by their preference. As it progresses, the lowest tabulated vote getter would be eliminated, and their voters' single vote redistributed to the next candidate. That voter ranked as their second choice. And it would continue until there are two candidates remaining, and then the candidate that would have that would get over the 50% or the majority would be declared the winner.
Now, people might hear that and say, you know, especially that second part, the ranked choice, maybe we've heard of it going on in other states, sounds a little complicated, and that's one of the arguments against it, complicated for the voter. Complicated for the county clerks who have to tabulate. How do you address those?
Yeah, the systems can be the tabulators could implement this process. Mm-hmm. Again, that would potentially the opposition would say that, again, they would introduce potentially more fraud to our elections. However, if you have heard from Maine and Alaska, Nevada, I think is going through this, you don't hear any questions being brought forth or any issues, through the media as far as their counts or, anything being fraudulent with the system that they've implemented, which I find extremely interesting.
Now, let's talk about the benefits. What do you see as the payoff if we were to make this switch here in Wisconsin?
Well, first and foremost, I see it becoming more of a competitive race. And I like that part. You know, for example, when you have, Congressman Ron Kind was in his seat for a very long time, and it challenges the incumbency of an individual. Because with you, I think it's, in my opinion, it's about more opportunity, and you can bring element of competitiveness to where you may be intimidated or people are maybe too afraid to step out and try and campaign and seek voter turnout. But if I have, for example, my last race, it wasn't just about me reaching out to Republicans. I reached out to independent voters. I reached out to Democrat voters. And in this opportunity, I would ask for their second vote. So I think there's opportunity there to where you could have the potential of beating out a long time standing incumbent and bring victory to your campaign.
Talking to State Senator Jesse James, a Republican from Western Wisconsin, looking at a bipartisan bill discussed at the Senate elections hearing earlier this week. It would introduce ranked choice voting to Wisconsin's congressional elections after a nonpartisan wide open primary to determine the final five who ended up in that general ranked choice vote. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see this change made for Wisconsin's congressional elections? Maybe other elections as well? Do you have concerns about it? Points of confusion? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Jesse James is with us, Republican State Senator from Wisconsin's 23rd District. We're talking about a bipartisan bill the Senate is considering that would implement ranked choice voting in Wisconsin's congressional elections. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions. Senator James, I've mentioned you have some bipartisan support on this. There's some opposition from your Republican colleagues, even talk of trying to get a constitutional amendment to not allow this in the future. I can imagine there might be conversations along the lines of, hey, our congressional delegation leaning pretty strongly Republican. Senator, why would we interfere with that? Senator James, how do you sell this to your Republican colleagues who might have some dim views of this idea?
Well, you know, I think about it back in the day when I was in middle school and we're voting for student council leadership. And if you think back to those times, most people would be, you know, if you're selected as the president and you were one that ran against the president but lost, what happens with you at that point? Usually, typically, then you would run for vice president. And I see the same type of situation here to where if it provide, it gives more opportunity for those that may not have the name recognition, but they're willing to go out and work and put the effort in to make it a more competitive race. And just taking the opportunity, like the first time going out and being introduced to the community and knocking the doors, which in my opinion, it's not money that wins elections. Money shows power, but to actually get out there and do the work and knocking the doors so that the people can meet you, that's what wins the elections in my opinion. And I think that's part of the narrative that we truly need to change here. And I think there are people out there that are willing to do that type of work, but they may not have the tenacity or the they live in fear too much of they're afraid of losing, or they just are too intimidated by the candidate. And I truly believe that this opens the door for more of an opportunity and for the people to see more of the candidate. Just like it's no different than you see at the national platform with the four primary candidates for the Republican race for president right now. Everybody's getting to know them. They're getting to see them. They're making their decisions. And, you know, everybody has their choice. And you actually hear the people ranking them like, well, I prefer this candidate over this candidate, but I may vote for this one. And I think that that's what this open. And now this does not apply to presidential races or anything. This just applies to our congressional district races regarding our House representatives and U.S. senators. So I think having a discussion is appropriate, and I'm not going to lie, I've been getting beat up pretty well, but I'm always one to have an open mind to look at things. And I think by being an author on this legislation, it shows the people that I do have an open mind. And, you know, I guess shame on me if it's something that I'm curious about and I want to learn more about it. I think the general public should also be willing to learn more about it, because there could be something good that could come out of it. There could be something bad that comes out of it. It's yet remain to be seen. And that from other states seem to show that, you know, in Alaska, for example, the 99.9% of the ranked choice vote ballots were correctly cast and counted. 65% of the voters ranked more than one candidate in statewide races, and 79% of the voters said it was simple to fill out their ballot. So that type of information piques my curiosity, saying, okay, is there something really to this? And let's just have the conversation. And I think that's where I'm just more open-minded in that regard, to where I know my colleagues are definitely not, they don't even want to have a discussion about it.
Let's bring on a caller. Jerry is with us in Waukesha. Jerry, hello.
Yeah, hello.
What did you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, I'll start with what I told the young lady that answered the phone. Now, we're not Alaska. It ain't a popularity contest. It's a case of, can we do the job or can't we? And the people will decide that. We don't need two choices, three choices. We're not voting for president for the American Legion post. We're voting for a state office or a federal office in the case of senator. I don't understand how anybody with an R next to their name would even propose this.
Jerry, thanks a lot for the call. Not a lot of time, but Senator James, I'm on a lot of political mailing lists. You mentioned you're getting beat up. Some of the conservative lists, not wild about the idea or the fact that Republicans are sponsoring it. Your thoughts for Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the founding fathers of America, George Washington himself, made statements regarding our America and what it looks like moving forward. And he was extremely wary of political powers. And all of them, to a certain extent, did not see America being controlled by two political parties. And that's why we have become such a polarized nation with the two parties, put Republicans and Democrats, that and I'm part of the Republican Party, and I have no I will say that all day long. I am more of a moderate Republican, as people call me, and even beyond that, but that is part of the issue that I think exists in our world today, or in our nation, that we are truly reliant upon the Democrats and Republicans. And you see that every single election, to where third party candidates, Tea Party candidates, and independent candidates, they have no option, and they're not obviously favored. So either you're one or the other. And I'm sorry, but, you know, in my district overall, with knowing my district, I would say it's probably 50-50. That's why it's a purple district, 30% Republican, 30% Democrat, but 40% independent voters. And I see more of that happening as we navigate through the future of our political system.
Senator James, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Senator Jesse James, Republican state senator from Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District. That includes parts of Eau Claire County. And he talked to us about a bill that would change Wisconsin's voting system in congressional elections to final five primaries and ranked choice general elections. Just had a hearing in the Senate committee.